Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Seven after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day program featuring the talents of Jennifer Horn, and they are substantial, if you know what I mean.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And then there's Rich McFadden, who has talent on a good day. And then there's Kenny Kessler.
I'm going to have one of those tomorrow.
Are you?
Yeah.
I'm rusting. Got it down.
Write that down. All right. So there has been a discussion about movies and all of these superhero movies and who the stars are and what the names of the characters are. I just came up with Catman, and I don't know why I thought that, but
Catman. Oh, meow.
It's very interesting how people's passions about animals, as you know.
Yeah, like you and cats. You're a big fan.
Well, I am. Here's the thing, and this is what I had told you earlier, I think on the air, that on the farm, I'm saving and changing the focus of my farm somewhat because I can't do any more dairy. It just doesn't work. I can raise cows, and I'm going to do that. But we're going to start a bovine equine canine center for
feline.
That's it. We didn't do felines. We're going to have a sanctuary for cats.
Racist.
I'm sorry, for dogs and cows and horses, because we don't know. I know cows. She knows horses, and we both love dogs. We don't know anything really about cats.
Here's the thing: put out a litter box and feed them.
I'm getting stuck on the superhero with a man.
Catman.
Quick, to the litter box.
And then you could say, what do the Catman do? And it would be perfect.
Catman. So I'm looking at some of the posts online for discussions about cats. Just any kind. I put in cats to see what would come up, just for the heck of it. And here's a couple of examples of what is posted.
This is the quality of programming we bring to you every day, ladies and gentlemen.
Calm down, Richie, will you please?
Just
a lot of people have cats.
We've been researching all night long about cats to bring you this.
Cats, the best species on the planet. Cats rule, says somebody named Andy. Benny says, cats may look cute, but they can't be trusted. Last time I trusted a cat with my tax return, he filed the wrong return, missed a bunch of deductions. All he can explain was, meow, meow, meow. And then Art says, that's because you forgot to put him down as a dependent. And the conversation goes on, the silliest conversations about cats. Here's a lady who identifies herself as mom. Cats are wonderful. Tracy says, if a man could be crossed with a cat, it would improve man but deteriorate the cat. Apparently Mark Twain said that. Here's somebody who said, cats rule. And the coolest thing about this is they know it. Nobody will ever convince me that cats don't feel emotion. Let's see here. Somebody else writing. I guess the real question is, can the same cat display more than one emotion? We all know some animals just look a certain way. But if the same cat can be happy, sad, and excited, then I'll be impressed. These are all different cats. I don't know that cats do expression. I can see it with dogs.
Oh, sure, they do.
Do they really?
Mm-hmm. Especially when they look like they've tasted something funny or they're... Yeah, there's definitely... I mean, it's not as pronounced as with dogs, but I have... My cat makes expressions at me. Or at least I think she does. Mm-hmm. We also talk sometimes at night.
Doug, really, you have to admit, when you go onto YouTube
and
you get caught in that train of cat videos...
Mm-hmm.
Forget the train of
cat videos. You know what happened the other day? And I can't remember where this is. St. Louis? Somewhere in the Midwest, there was a big gathering in a football stadium. 12,000 or 15,000 people showed up to watch cat videos. It was like the Cat Bowl. Seriously.
They paid for it?
In news. Yeah.
There's David who writes, why are people obsessed with anthropomorphizing? It's a cat. No emotions, just a cat, because people are writing about emotions, and whether that's the question we have right now. What emotions does a cat express? Anyway, this is silly stuff, but it's a valuable conversation because a lot of people have cats. What do we do with the cats? Is it as important as the EPA withholding information from Congress about the mine spill? I guess it depends on your point of view. Some people could care less. Other people say, oh, this is another example of government agencies having too much power. So, with the Congressional Committee blasting the heck out of the EPA for blocking release of documents related to that gold mine disaster out there, pouring deadly chemicals into the Colorado River, which is the largest drinking source in the West. I don't get this. I thought that the Congress was supposed to be the boss. The House Science Committee chairman says it's disappointing but not surprising. His name is Lamar Smith. He's from Texas. These documents are essential to the committee's ongoing investigation and our upcoming hearing next week. But more importantly, this information matters to many Americans directly affected in the West. So here is the EPA that got its... I mean, all of these agencies have to have congressional approval to exist, right? They can't exist. Their budgets can't exist without approval. So the director of the EPA...
Yes, they're funding.
Yeah.
They're lifeblood.
The lady's name is Gina McCarthy. She's been asked to appear and answer questions about this river disaster, which started earlier in August. And so basically she said nothing. She apologized to the people who were affected by it. Never took responsibility, really. The congressman says the EPA has been unresponsive, secretive, and unsympathetic toward the people who live in these states. I don't know, maybe that's a little harsh. But the EPA, like the USDA, like the CIA, like the FDA, and all these other alphabet organizations that are supposedly part of the government, are so damned arrogant, they're so full of themselves, they're so entitled under the circumstance that they think they can do anything, and it looks like they can. Look at all the farmers that have been put out of business by the USDA and their doctrinaire approach to problems on the farm instead of what the government is supposed to do, and that's help you fix your problem. Nope, you're closed down. What kind of government does that? Unless there's something else going on. Either they don't care, they don't know, or there's something deeper going on, other skullduggery going on. Whatever it is, it's not acceptable. Is it? Do you find this acceptable, Jennifer?
I don't, no. Sorry, I was coughing. So upset you had me choking.
Richie, you find this acceptable?
Yeah,
I know.
Sure.
You do?
Really?
No.
Kenny?
No, I don't find it acceptable, but I'm pretty sure this is more to incompetence than them hiding information.
But see, that's the whole thing.
Why should you put up with that?
I'm not saying that. No, and I'm not saying that as a defense of the EPA.
Right. Yeah.
But I, judging from how this accident seemed to happen in the first place.
Yeah, they're dope.
Right. Richie, yeah. If you ran your business like this, if I ran my business, Jennifer, you ran your family business,
we'd be out of business. Would be outside, right. Out of business, gone fishing.
The government doesn't do anything like any business.
Why? But why?
Because they have a never-ending trough of money that they can dip into.
Thanks to you and me.
Right. And Kenny brings up a great point, though.
Let them.
He's incompetent.
Yeah.
And he's right. I mean, aren't we sick of it? Isn't everybody tired?
Donald Trump is getting so much traction because of exactly this kind of stuff. That's it. This stuff is why he has traction. And or Carly Fiorina has traction, because this stuff, which these other boobs have played into and allowed, enabled, because of their actions, all these other people say, well, Trump's not a politician. Exactly. Because the politicians are responsible for the EPA doing what it does and gets away with, and OSHA and the USDA and the FDA and every other one of these groups of boobs. They're responsible for that. That's why these other people are getting traction, because folks are finally sick of the rush hour traffic in Washington, Los Angeles, New York, San Francisco. Why can't you plan better? Why can't the roads be better? Why is it, I mean, whether there's something you can do or
instead
not.
Instead of penalizing businesses all the time and taxing the heck out of small businesses, offer them incentives for staggering work.
Yeah. Exactly. You got tax credits.
Yeah.
If you have people that start at 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, whatever it is. You don't have
to
be there.
Yes, Richie. Don't insult Jennifer's boobs by calling politicians boobs.
Excuse me.
That's an insult.
All right. So apologies.
Don't worry. I didn't even notice.
It is an insult, though.
16 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Do we need more on the rush hours. I mean, everybody knows where the traffic's bad. Why do we have to underscore that? I kind of want to know what happened. The end result of figuring out how dangerous the IndyCar race schedule is and what happens on those tracks. Is this back to the period of the time when the Christians were thrown to the lions? People want to see people get eaten up by a bunch of lions. Is that basically what
a big part of auto racing is watching the danger.
Yeah.
Watching the wrecks.
All right. We'll talk about it in a minute here. Good day.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Remember the story about the boy who cried wolf? It's about sounding a false alarm so often that people stop listening even when there's a real danger. We got a modern-day twist on that story from a man who heard a report about our wacky warning label contest and sent us a note. He's a hunter and owns many types of guns. All of them came with a warning to wear ear protection, even the guns that weren't loud. Over the years, he started ignoring the warnings because the guns were so quiet. Then, one day, a new gun with the same warning fired a shot so loud that it still causes ringing in his ears today. Let's be fair. A warning that advises us to use ear protection when firing a loud gun is certainly not wacky. However, this man's experience provides a lesson. The lawsuit problem that has led to warnings on virtually everything often makes us deaf to the warnings that are really needed. It's one more example of how lawsuit abuse is jeopardizing public safety in America today. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
All right, 19 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Did you know that today was National Dog Day? The domain...
I did, of course you did.
Dog.
Everybody but you knows it because we're all on Facebook today. I've seen 37 posts about it. Where have you been?
He sounds so mean, doesn't he, Dougie?
Well, why do I put up with this?
I don't
understand why I put up with this.
Because Rich is fun.
For 5 hours, we've been sitting here, and I've been on Facebook, and I've seen 100 people go,
okay.
Oh,
and when is the last time you said something to me about it? Did you care? I don't care about dogs.
No, you don't.
Under
care
what
about
rock dog. Have you been living since you started working with me 19 years ago?
Did you
want to know what's
cold?
Funny? I actually thought it was hot dog day for like almost 2 hours, and I'm like, hot dog sounds good. And then I was like, oh, it doesn't say hot. My mind just put that in there.
All right. Anyway, the IndyCar season finale is this weekend. A lot of people think.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Huey Lewis, number one song during this week in 1985 was The Power of Love. We'll go through a number of number one tunes for you here as you go back over the last 25 years or so. That's The Power of Love. Right. Good song. Good pop song. Even singing all these, don't you think it was? I think about this when I think about the boss or some of these other people like John Cougar. I just think, I don't know. I don't think Huey Lewis was a smoker. I don't think Springsteen was, but Mellencamp certainly was.
And you can tell.
Oh yeah, right. Listening to some of this stuff, how they keep up singing to the extent that they have. I don't think that Huey Lewis can still get at it. We could have done it anyway. It'd be nice to. I've not ever seen him in concert. I'd like to see him perform.
Back in the 80s. Yeah. Really good.
A lot of energy.
Yeah.
French. Power of Love. Okay. So we got that. Huey Lewis, number one this week, 1985. Power of Love. Los Lobos next. La 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 Bamba. Number one this week, 1987 is the year. Los Lobos, Richie. Sing this every night as you and your wife drift out to.
Absolutely, yeah.
My darling La Bamba. Jennifer, how are you, La Bamba? Is okay?
They are hanging just perfectly.
Perfect. La Bamba, okay. Do we spoil this with the George Michael number one this week?
Spoil it? George Michael, awesome.
Yeah, but this song was so great, wasn't it? Did you all like this song?
Monkey or
the Monkey? Monkey? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's called Monkey. Yeah. It doesn't do anything to me. Number one, 1989, Richard Marx.
That's out of the frying pan into the fire.
Yeah.
Talk about spoiling.
Yeah.
Richard Marx right here waiting for you. See, I don't mind this kind of song. I don't love it. Nice sentiment in the song.
Best friend with one of my friends, Robert
Marx
Conrad.
Is? Really?
Wait a minute. Richard Marx and Robert Conrad are best friends?
Buddies. Well, really? Yeah, buddies.
That
sure.
Is unlikely.
Interesting, yeah, right.
He helped Richard Marx get started.
Right, yeah.
Richard Marx produced his daughter's album.
Oh, nice. Right. Next up on the list, this week, 1991, number one song going to Bryan Adams from some movie.
It's a Robin Hood.
Is this Robin Hood?
Kevin Costner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's part of the song is that big fat Gretchen plays.
Yeah.
Big body guitar.
All right, Boyz II Men up next on the list. Number one during this week in 1994. I do like this song.
Yeah. This was my graduation song from high school.
Yeah.
In 95. Yeah, we were a little...
Did your whole class slow dance to it?
Yeah, pretty much. Uh-huh.
All right, let's move into 1995, number one song during this week in 95 from Seal.
Oh, wait a minute.
What do we think of this song?
This was from what movie?
One of the Batman movies.
That's
yeah,
right.
You're right.
Really? Which one?
What year was it?
1995.
I'm going to say George Clooney's Batman, but I don't know.
Let's see.
All right, let's keep moving, Richie. Puff Daddy and Faint Heaven.
Now we're talking.
Number one, 1997. Number one during this week in 97.
This is when he sampled the Police.
Yeah, this is actually, for this genre, this is a pretty good version of this song, I think.
It's great.
I'll be missing you, Faint Heavens and Puff Daddy.
And you know who they wrote it for?
Who?
Biggie Smalls.
They didn't write it. This song was around.
No, but they made this song, for Biggie Smalls. Yeah.
Is that when Biggie Smalls got killed?
That's right.
I'm impressed that I knew that, Jimmy.
I am.
All right, let's share Brandy and Monica. Number one, sweet 1998. All right, we have to squeeze one more in, Richie.
Yeah, Janice Jackson. And Jennifer.
Christina. All right. Musical retrospectives, if you will, for your listening and dancing pleasure. 28 after on Good Day.
Barrett Jackson, the world's greatest collector car auction, returns to Las Vegas, Nevada, September 24th through the 26th. Hundreds of the most sought-after, unique, and valuable automobiles will once again cross the auction block. Be part of the three-day lifestyle event and interview that is Barrett Jackson, and the only way you're going to know is to show up. It's coming soon to the Mandalay Bay Event Center in Las Vegas, Nevada. Don't forget, tickets are available at BarrettJackson.com. That's BarrettJackson.com.
There may have never been a roaring 20s, not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
I love watching an eagle soar overhead, and I remember all too well when they were almost all gone. So we now have laws protecting them. I find it odd that the government has decided to allow them to be killed by wind generators, while others are fined and even jailed for accidentally doing so. I like the idea of renewable energy sources, but if we look through the lens of liberty, it becomes clear that this policy violates one of the most essential American principles. Equal justice under the law. Americans do not believe in prosecuting violations by some and ignoring others just because the politicians happen to like some types of businesses. The American free enterprise system is based on the simple principle that all are entitled to fair and equal treatment. Fairness matters.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767.
Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Wood. We got another good half hour of conversation going here on the
Or you're fired.
Good day program. Yeah. How do I fire myself?
I don't know. It'd be tough. But you
take
can
a vote of the of you and Jennifer. So Jennifer and Richie and Kenny voted me off the island. I guess that'd be the end of it, right?
We would be too lonely without you.
Lonely without me. 33 after the hour. Doug Steffens, good day program. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. Yeah. Always the killjoy. Kenny Kessler monitoring social media, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. Senator Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden. Interesting contrast here. I can't see anything.
Are you doing a category on Jeopardy called Crazy Uncles?
Well, no, what I'm doing is trying to see what the heck I'm talking about.
Mentioned Joe and Bernie.
I did, yes, but I just opened the dishwasher and the dishes hadn't finished.
And they were in there.
So, yeah, they were in there, but also it was a lot of steam. So my glasses are covered with steam. And so now I clean it off. Thank you. So let's look at money for a minute here and how this all affects you and how you decide who to support if you're going to give money. How many people here give money? Actually, ever gave money to a political campaign? Jennifer, you ever give money? Richie has?
Mm-hmm. I have, yeah. Okay. I think so.
Kenny?
No.
No. Okay. All right. So here's Bernie Sanders.
And it didn't do me any good, by the way.
No, it doesn't usually. I've given to, I don't give to national. I do have given to regional, help local politicians here and there. Bernie Sanders drawing more support from small donors than even Barack Obama did in 2008. The average contribution so far to Bernie Sanders is $31. $1.
I'm telling you, in my own, because, you know, I run my own institute. You know, there's Quinnipiac, or however you say it, and Rasmussen. Yeah. And, you know, all the
horn
other
pulling.
I have the horn pole, which I dance on and take scientific surveys on, you know, depending on the time of day.
Uh-huh.
And in my studies, Dougie, you know, people are passionate about Bernie Sanders.
Very.
And I use my mom here as kind of my, my
bellwether.
Yes. Yeah. My test group.
Guide. Yeah.
She should be liking Hillary Clinton. She's not. She's liking Bernie. And all of her friends are liking Bernie. And, you know, I think
Hillary's
there's
got
that.
Problems.
She's got problems. And as much as she was kind of the one that was supposed to get it, it seems that Bernie's really catching traction.
But
I don't know if Biden can catch up with that.
Well, that's the third piece of this. There's a new poll out today shows Mrs. Clinton with a strong lead over Sanders in Iowa. However, if you look at New Hampshire, it's exactly the opposite. Is that just regional?
Right.
No, that, that's about
Vermont.
Yeah. I mean, Martin O'Malley, why would he's in the Iowa straw poll? Who's going to vote for him?
What a waste of time.
Yeah, absolute waste of time. So, but Joe Biden here getting the green light from President Obama before he went out on his own. So understand the ramifications of that. Obama encourages Biden to run. This is a story in the Washington Post.
And then 5 minutes later calls the FBI and says, yeah, go ahead and open up that investigation.
Right, exactly.
No problem.
So now there's a meeting between Biden and the people who in the second round of the Obama presidency, not the first time, but again, back to the small donors, we're appealing to the base, everybody loves you, please vote for me because I'm a man of the people. Well, that went up in smoke, as usual with these guys. So now, in 2012, he ran again, yep. Okay, 2012, there are people who are bundling. After that Supreme Court ruling, which allowed a picnic field day, whatever you want to call it, open season, everybody can give money. There are people who are actually going out, they have businesses. Karl Rove was the first one to start a business like this, where he raises money for candidates and he takes a piece of the action for himself. So every $100 that he raises, he keeps 10 for himself. Pretty good business, huh?
Not a bad deal.
They are called bundlers, and they raise large sums of money for Mrs. Clinton, for maybe Joe Biden, who's trying to figure out who these people are, and he wants to have an event with a sort of conversation, if you will. Certainly on the Republican side, a lot of this money is going to Jeb Bush because he's the safe candidate. Not much of it going to any of the other candidates, and Trump doesn't want it. So
this just goes to show you how predetermined politics are.
Correct.
And how predetermined. I mean, think about it this way. Joe Biden should not be having to go through this right now. Why wouldn't he be a candidate for the presidency? I mean, it seems like he should have already been thinking and planning and going through a run, but it was so predetermined that Hillary Clinton was going to be the candidate.
Because the Clinton machine said, don't you dare.
There was no other option.
Don't anybody dare.
So how does this play out, though? Think about it this way for a moment. If remember how animosity prevailed with Clinton and Obama in 2008. So and they were never friends, never, and they aren't to this day. Meanwhile, Joe Biden, who is a friend, how does he get any traction unless he goes after her trust and integrity as a central part of his message?
Well,
how do you say your friend is not to be trusted, is not to be believed? How do you do that?
I don't think he directly attacks her, actually. If you've noticed, the Democrats aren't having any debates like the Republicans are.
Yeah.
And so you notice that no one's really, even Bernie Sanders isn't really going after Hillary, even though he absolutely should be, because she, I mean, when your opponent has a hole blown through her, I mean, come on, you take your finger and you push her over, but he's not doing that. What I think you'll see, though, Joe Biden's going to have Elizabeth Warren as a running mate. He's going to come out and he's going to say he's going to run for 4 years because his age will be an issue. He can be 80 years old. So he'll come out and say, I'm going to run for 4 years. Elizabeth Warren will be my VP, and I guarantee you he's a bigger threat than the Republicans are letting him on to be because once you have Elizabeth
she's
Warren
a horror
in the
show.
Mix,
I'll tell you something.
She might be a horror show, but she has fans.
I know she does. Yep.
She gets people passionate.
The lefties think she is marvelous. My daughter and I have this conversation frequently. She said, Dad, if you look at how she is on some of the social issues, you'll agree with her. I do. But I have no use for her fiscal policies. None. Zero. nada. She is a spendthrift to the nth degree. Anyway, that's not where we are today. But it's very interesting to look at the money. Anyway, so let's go to the Middle East for a moment. The analysis.
I'm going to stay here.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, ISIS is always the topic of conversation because they're the perceived bad guys. Meanwhile, the Saudis, who are our pals supposedly, responsible for more of the mishaps of September 11th than any other country, as far as I'm concerned. Nobody knows that the Saudis execute somebody pretty much every day. Did you know that? First half of this year.
It wouldn't surprise me.
A couple of hundred people have been killed. About 100 and somewhere between 175 and 215 is the execution rate. So they topped their own record set in 1995 of how many people they put to death. And they executed this year somebody under 18, people who had mental disabilities, most of the executions are carried out by beheading, and most of them have to do with drug crimes. So, I just like to put this stuff into perspective because we have this silly feeling that the Saudis are our friend, and they aren't. They're not the friend of anybody. They're the friends of themselves, and mostly the ruling elite of the country are friends. I mean, they're, 40% unemployment there? How do you have 40% unemployment in a country that's so rich? Guy spends $300 million a year on himself.
You ready for a list of 16 things that can get you executed in Saudi Arabia?
Yeah, Richie, go ahead.
And the penalties for the same crimes in the U.S. Aggravated murder, you could get the death penalty in the U.S. Mm-hmm. Murders that are not premeditated. Non-fatal terrorism events. Mm-hmm. Sexual assault, rape, adultery, treason, consensual gay sex with an adult, arson, robbery, burglary, drug distribution, drug possession, apostasy.
What's that?
I don't know. Espionage, consumption of intoxicants can get you the death penalty.
Yeah. Yeah.
And ready for the last one, number 16?
Right.
Sorcery and witchcraft.
There you go. Hurry,
Geller. Elizabeth Warren.
Put to death. Right. All right. So, pretty good food for thought there. The good day time is 42 minutes after the hour. In a moment, we're going to focus on the wildfires with a journalist who's been working in this area. The Northwest wildfires are important news, and the ramifications of these wildfires have implication for all of us in this country. Stand by for that in a moment here on Good Day. Doug Steffen here. You've heard me talk about how amazing GenuCell is, developed around plant stem cell therapy, getting rid of the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. I use it, and I love it. The people who work with me on the program use it and love it. And now, here's an extraordinary way for you to further enhance the beauty of your eyes. It's the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment, a powerful, all-natural treatment that precisely targets the dark circles under and around your eyes. No more makeup. So you have GenuCell working on the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. The new product from Chamonix, the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment, which you get free when you order GenuCell at 800-543-9262. That's 800-543-9262. You'll get the 12-hour guarantee of the change, get rid of the dark circles and all the other things, the bags, the puffiness, plus a free luxury gift with your GenuCell order. 800-543-9262. That's 800-543-9262.
Many know Lou Brissy was starting pitcher for the Philadelphia Athletics in the late 1940s, but few know he almost lost his legs in the Army.
I could not see one foot. I could see the mud, but I could not see the left foot. The right foot I saw, and I could see the hole in the boot. And then I was pretty well out of it for a considerable time.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. Find more on Brissy at AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've
already identified prime high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 1414. We'll send you a free owner information kit. As an added bonus to new franchise owners, we'll also pay half the franchise fees. Hurry, this offer is limited. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 1414. That's readyforfresh.com, code 1414.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
It's the most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has five times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't make high performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell V-Power.
The focus on the West and the wildfires, especially the Northwest, has been something we've talked a lot about here on Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Kenny Kessler, bringing in Sabrina Register, who is a veteran journalist working in front of the camera as a news anchor and off camera as a producer. She knows her way around a newsroom, has been covering the Northwest wildfires for Al Jazeera. Sabrina, welcome to Good Day. Where are we today at this moment with these dangerous wildfires?
Well, you know, you talk to people here in North Central Washington, and they've been through wildfires before. Last season was a particularly bad one. But they will tell you that this is by far the worst that they've ever gone through. It's still a level 5 in terms of preparation. That's the highest level. 403 square miles in the state's largest wildfire on record, and that's the area where we're in. It's called the Okanagan Complex Fire, and it's been devastating. Thousands of people are still evacuated. You know, we were talking to a family in the small town of Brewster. They've been camping out for over a week, and they've been moving from one spot to another. Mm-hmm. They would go to an evacuation center. There's a tiny town called Penasket, only to be evacuated from that area because all of a sudden that area is in the level 3 evacuation. So they've been moving from place to place.
It's almost like being an illegal immigrant.
Yeah, it's been so tough. We actually talked to them. We stopped by last night and talked to them and said, hey, you're still out of your home, because we hadn't seen them for a couple of days. And they said, yes, we still have no word on our home. You know, some of their friends stayed behind. Even if it's a level 3 evacuation area, but you are allowed to do that in Washington State. It's not illegal. You're allowed to stay behind and protect your property. But it's very, very risky. And the head of the family, this fellow named Jesse Ray Parker, refused to stay behind. He said it's just too dangerous, but he had been able to get a hold of a couple of people, neighbors close by, who said that there was basically fire surrounding his home. So had he stayed, he said he would not have been able to get out.
So how many homes, Sabrina, how many homes have actually been lost? Do you know?
You know, the number's still a little fluid, but we can tell you that at last count, at least for this area, 5,000 homes were still threatened. The last count I got just for this particular fire, and again, there's 12 major blazes right now in Washington, but over 50 had been lost in this area. That's not only homes, but it's also structures and outbuildings.
Yeah.
50 in this area, but in the Chelan Complex fire, there's about 50 more. So safe to say, you know, at least over 100.
Right, okay. So, but when you consider the number, I'm not trying to diminish this somewhere, but I want to put it in perspective, because we've had sort of a running conversation about this the last week or 10 days on Good Day with some of the folks that are commenting on Facebook and Twitter about our attitude toward this. I have said on the air, if there are no homes around, listen carefully to what I'm saying, folks, no homes around, the fires ought to be let to burn out or burn on their own, because it's better for the environment, in the long run, better for the tree life, the green life, better for the photosynthetic process, to get rid of all of the old rubble and stuff that's there and to have new growth. That's just the way that it is. And if we were around 100, 200, 300 years ago, they wouldn't be able to fight these fires anyway. We do have the ability to fight them, but it seems to me we ought to be focusing on the places where there are homes and not every place else, because you're not going to stop these fires.
Well, I'm no, expert in that area, but I will tell you that when an area is devastated by a fire, and this has happened in Washington's history, when an area is really scorched from a fire, we have a lot of rain, as you know, here in the Northwest, and it can cause huge flooding problems because there's not much for the ground as far as any kind of support when that water comes down. So we've had bad flooding problems too in areas that have been really devastated by fire.
All right. Thank you for the report, Sabrina Register with Al Jazeera, talking about what's happening in the Northwest, the wildfires on Good Day.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
How do you do? All of our people and our friends listening in Montana, good morning to you and yours. People in Minnesota and Arkansas and Wyoming and Kentucky and Kansas, Wilmington, North Carolina. How do you do? It's Doug's Good Day. Tech Talk time now with Kim Gerritsen. Kim provided us with great fodder and information yesterday regarding the use of something that most of us had never heard about before, Unrollme.me. We'll talk about the ramifications of that and how it helped a lot of people, plus some other interesting things to realize about technology up next here on Good Day.
Geico applauds your inner happy camper.
A merit badge of awesomeness goes out to the part of you that wants to put the recreation in recreational vehicle. The part of you that packs up everything and everybody in the RV and says, let's get this show on the road. Because Geico has specialized agents who help save money on more than just car insurance. Geico will insure that entire RV so you can get the s'more making, poison ivy dodging, same song singing, ghost storytelling, campfire building, best time you ever had with your family, show on the road.
Geico for your RV. See how much you could save.
I'd say 10.
4, 5, 12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams has about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale?
Summer Ale.
Very weak.
Oh, it's
Military Week.
Rebel IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
That's crazy.
So obviously we were wrong. I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
He's go up against some of the best beers across the world.
Kind of impressive.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Responsibly. All right, so I think I used one too many me's. Me. Unroll.me is what we talked about yesterday with Kim Gerritsen, who directs Realizing Innovation, which is part of the Donald Reynolds Journalism Institute at the Missouri School of Journalism. He has been very successful in working the technology side. So I just wanted to acknowledge and thank you, Kim, because yesterday was the first time you were on the program and you hit a home run with all the information about Unroll.me that we all did. I was still doing it last night before I went to bed.
Perfect.
I managed to eliminate 400.
I wasn't here. What was it?
Oh, you weren't here yesterday?
Oh, I wasn't here.
Unroll me. All right, let me just explain this a little bit because it's so great for anybody who wasn't here yesterday. That's a good point, Richie. Thank you. This is a way for you to get rid of all of the things that you have in your computer or actually on your email account, things that you're getting that you don't want, that you may or may not have signed up for. You subscribe, you try to unsubscribe, doesn't work. Kim, do you want to give it a little more of a spin, or is that about it,
sure.
Story-wise?
You just go to unroll.me, put in your email address, and click, 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 click. It shows you all the stuff that's coming into your inbox that you may or may not want. Check, 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 check. Gone.
Yeah.
So the immediate question from the skeptic here, Kim, would be unroll.me doesn't then use your email address to sign you up for more of their friends. You've vetted this.
I have.
Okay.
And they don't.
So how do they make money? How does something like this exist? Because I've seen advertising in any of the exchanges that I went to, and it costs nothing to do it.
So this is, I call this marketing as a service. So this company is a technology company, mm-hmm. and to kind of show their wares, show their stuff, they created this. So they use this as a marketing tool to go out and do custom software projects.
Okay. All right. So let's go one step further. We want to unsubscribe from things that are a pain. We're getting these emails all the time. My girlfriend is always delete, 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 spends hours doing that. And I said this to her yesterday, and I imagine it's a bonanza for her. So the next thing is blocking ads that
yes.
are obnoxious, but yet that's the way these places survive. Well, for that matter, that's how we survive on the radio. There's an ad blocking. Is there something like Unroll.me for blocking ads?
There are about six ad blockers. A couple are called, well, one is called Ad Blocker. One is called Do Not Track Me. One is called Ghostery, like Casper the Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
And what these do is they block ads that fill your page as you're going to websites. And some people say, I don't mind the ads. But if you look at pages when you go to the internet, they take a long time to load. And that's because the ads are all coming from third parties. And, some take half a second, some take...
Yes.
And so to speed up your internet experience, you can use an ad blocker.
All right, so this is what we'll do today, folks. Yesterday was unroll.me. Today, it's adblocking.com or something?
Yeah, or Do Not Track Me, Ghostery, or Ad Blocker.
Adblocker.com, is that it? Adblocker.com.
Adblocker.
Not her. Not her, him, Richie. Hi, Kim Gerritsen, thank you again for the good service on Good Day 59 After.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.